trusted afternoon radio talk show host. Or is he?
You are what's known as a naughty little minx.
He's Paul Harris.
I really, really like you.
On News Talk 1120.
You're interesting.
KMOX.
Leaving us tonight on American Idol is Lisa Tucker.
Lisa Tucker going home last week on American Idol. Let's welcome back Dave Delaturza from VoteForTheWorst.com, who's become a regular on the show during this American Idol season, just as we did last year. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. So Lisa went home last week, which means you got another week out of your girlfriend, Kelly Pickler.
Yeah. And Kelly Pickler was pretty bad last week. Well, actually, all 10 of them were pretty bad last week, so I mean... Yeah, it was pretty interesting to see the 10 of them all actually perform pretty poorly, and then to think these are apparently the 10 best singers that tried out this year.
Yeah. Now, do you agree with the judges that it's all about song choice, or do you think it's about who's good and who's bad?
I think sometimes that's due to song choice, because if you don't know, like, if you pick a song that's not good for your voice, even if you're a good singer, you're going to sound bad. So, I mean, maybe it had something to do with that, but I think some of them, like Kelly, it really doesn't matter what she picks. She's not going to do that well.
And the longer she doesn't do well, the happier you are.
Oh, exactly. I mean, we haven't seen anything to make us think that Kelly's going to suddenly start performing well. So, hey.
Who is her competition for worst on the show now?
Right now, we're saying that if Kelly goes home, it would be Ace, because we think that Ace has actually performed way worse than we ever thought that he would have. And last week was just awful.
As you may recall, about a month ago, you and I thought Ace was going to win this whole thing.
I know. What happened? Ace went from performing really well the first week to performing really crappy every week since.
Yep, absolutely right. All right, let's talk about Kelly Pickler, who's your choice to keep on the show because she's so bad. Last week, I spent some time on the show talking about the picture of Kelly in her prom dress, which I know you've not only seen, but you also have it on VoteForTheWorst.com.
Yeah.
What else have you dug up about her? You've got this whole truth about Kelly Pickler thing on your site. Talk about some of the stuff that you dug up about her.
Well, we on the truth about Kelly Pickler, we have some information like the fact that she has performed in a lot of singing pageants, the fact that, you know, she has done all this stuff where she's saying, oh, I'm dumb and I don't know what I'm doing. We actually found this information out today that's not up yet. We're putting up later today that Kelly Pickler actually regularly went to this $300 a haircut salon, and she's flying her hairstylist out to L.A. to do her hair tonight for the show. And she regularly paid him $300 for haircuts.
Wait a second. This is supposed to be the Southern girl who doesn't know anything about anything and is so broke, and her father's in jail and her mother is who knows where. And I mean, so that whole story is a lie?
Probably. I mean, like, it's funny because on the official message boards, people are saying, well, she never said she was poor. And it's like, well, come on. She's implied that the entire time. Maybe she never said, I'm poor. But the entire time she's been on the show, she said, oh, I live with my grandpa, and I'm so sad, and I don't have the nicer things. And so now she has $300 haircut. So it's obvious that a lot of that has been more made up. I mean, and now this is in, like, a big newspaper saying that she has $300 haircut.
Carol, have you ever paid $300 for a haircut?
I've never paid $300 for hair. Sorry.
I'd pay $300 to have hair again.
What does her cheerleading coach have to say? Her former cheerleading coach. What'd you find out there?
Oh, actually, we talked to her former middle school cheerleading
middle school.
Coach.
Mm-hmm.
She told us, oh, you're terrible people for making fun of her. The reason that Kelly Pickler's didn't make it as the captain of her high school cheerleading team was because the coach was another girl's mom, and she let that girl be the captain instead. But so we found out that Kelly, you know, threw fits and got really mad when she wasn't selected as the captain of her cheerleading squad. And so she actually confirmed that for us. So to show that Kelly is a bit of an attitude, I guess.
And there's some sort of feud going on between Kelly and Paula?
Yeah, there's a thing up. Apparently there's rumors going around Hollywood that Kelly is not even trying to have a relationship with Paula because she knows that she has Simon in her back pocket, so she doesn't even need Paula. Because, you know, Simon's going around saying, oh, I think Kelly's really attractive. I love Kelly. And, you know, Simon never says, Kelly can sing well. In all of his interviews, he says, Kelly's really nice or Kelly's really funny. He never says, Kelly can sing because she can't sing.
All right, give me some more dirt you've dug up on her.
Let me think. What else did we have on there? We had, we found in her hometown of Albemarle, North Carolina, which she said is so backwoods, actually has calamari, spinach salads, and all the other foods she's never tried before.
Uh-huh.
On, like, tons of menus around the town. So obviously those exist, and you know, and she's been lying about that. We found out. There's a website called bitterwaitress.com.
I'm sorry, bitterwaitress.com.
Bitter Waitress. It's where waitresses go and talk about awful people that they've had come to their restaurants. And someone posted about Kelly coming in, saying that she threw a fit and started getting all mad and was a lousy tipper, and she got mad when they didn't have the right kind of bottled water for her.
No.
So she's going diva on us.
Exactly. Well, apparently Kelly Pickler has an awful attitude. I mean, everyone behind the scenes, all this behind the scenes stuff is coming up saying Kelly has an awful attitude. She's nasty, and she's just pretending to be nice on the show. So we're just hoping more of that keeps coming out, and we'll just keep updating the Kelly Pickler page as more comes out.
But won't that hurt your efforts?
Well,
because people will vote her off if they think she's mean and nasty.
Well, but we're trying to defend why we're voting for her. People say, oh, she's just this nice Southern girl. And we're saying, no, look at this. This is why we want to vote for her, because eventually we're hoping that the entertainment value will be there. One of these days she's just going to break up and go diva on stage for us and start screaming at Simon or something. And if that happens, that would be great. That would be hysterical. So.
Because the idea of Dave's website is to get people to vote for the worst singer or just person on the show.
She's apparently the worst person.
All right. Well, we'll see tonight what happens. And I was shocked when Catherine McPhee was in the bottom three. As you know, she's my new pick to go all the way on this thing and win the whole thing. Do you think she's got a shot?
She definitely has a shot. I think they definitely want a guy to win, but if a girl stood a chance, it'd probably be her.
Well, which guy has a shot then? Do you think Taylor?
I think Chris is going to win. I mean, I think Taylor and Elliot maybe, but it's probably Chris.
I don't know. That Elliot is flying a little bit under the radar and doing a good job of singing every week. Taylor's got his kind of Joe Cocker act going on. I think Chris may have hurt himself last week by doing the Creed song and being a little bit too hard for the American Idol audience. Simon even pointed that out.
Yeah, and I don't think he even did a really good job with it. It wasn't even like he did a good job being true. He just did a crappy job being really hard. So hopefully this week he'll try something different, but we'll see what happens with him.
All right, Dave, I'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Cool, thanks a lot.
Dave Della Terza from VoteForTheWorst.com here on the Paul Harris Show.